Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Danny McHugh, and it's my privilege to share my testimony with you about what God's done in my life. And when I was three, my family and I moved from Bosley Park, or from Fairford West to Bosley Park, which is in Sydney's west. We had been attending an Anglican church, but because there was no such church in our new neighbourhood, we stopped attending altogether. The following year, God sent a man named David Williamson to knock on our door. He was looking for work for his lawn mowing business, and although we didn't need our lawns mowed, he invited my family and I to attend Victory Baptist Church, which was just starting in a local public school. So in 1986, I began attending Sunday school at Victory Baptist Church. It was during the next few years at Sunday school that I learned I needed to be saved. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I knew that I was a sinner and had broken God's commandments. The Bible said that the punishment for my sin is hell, but that the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, was buried, and he rose again to save me. It was then I repented from my sin and asked Jesus to forgive me, believing that he would give me eternal life. I thank God that he heard this little child's prayer and that in his mercy he saved me. And when I was eight, I stopped going to Sunday school, but by that time was attending Awana, which was Victory Baptist Church's primary school youth group every Friday night. Although I was saved, I lived life as a primary school kid, just really doing what I wanted to do with no real thought of what God wanted to do with my life. Each summer I attended a week-long inter-church youth camp, and it was at the camp in 1994, which was the summer between primary school and high school for me, that God really began to work in my heart. Romans 12:1-2 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." I surrendered my life to God and began to put his commands above my own desires. I began attending church services again and spending time daily in God's word and in prayer. In 1996, I was baptized in obedience to God's word. The Lord began to change my life, and during my high school years, he gradually showed me the futility of living life for myself or for anything that this world has to offer. All that the world offered was temporal and paled into insignificance when compared with God's eternal riches and to hearing his well done. It was with this realisation that God called me to go to Bible college. In 1999, I finished my HSC, and the following year I enrolled in Sydney Bible Baptist College. I praise God for the training I received at SBBC because it has better equipped me to serve him. I graduated in 2002, and the following year I married my husband Mick. Over the next 8 years, God blessed our family with three beautiful girls and graciously gave us many opportunities to serve him in Victory Baptist Church. We had the special privilege of working with the young people in our church, and it's my prayer that many more young people would be saved and dedicate their lives to serve Jesus Christ. Over the past few years, God has been working in our hearts regarding the spiritual needs of the people living in Newcastle and in Port Stephens. When we heard that Charlie and Janet were moving up to start the church, God confirmed to us that it was his will for us to move up here too and help with the ministry. We praise God for the way he's opened doors and guided us to be a part of Grace Bible Baptist Church. And we're really excited about what God's doing here. And we just pray that God would continue to use all of us for his glory. Although there have been many times I've failed God and fallen in my Christian walk, I thank God that he's so ready to forgive. And as a loving father, he picks me up and sets me on the right way. It's only by his grace that I am where I am. And I just want to thank and praise him for being such a wonderful God and Saviour to me. Thank you.
Amen.